Take number three. It's Wednesday, the 4th of May. It's a production meeting for the Sod Show. May the 4th be with you, Peter.
Oh, for God's sake. The humour, the heat, sunstroke, Brian. Sunstroke. I think it's getting the better of you.
Actually, do you know what? On the radio, it's a bit weird to hear my name. A lot of people, when they go on radio, think that it's very weird to hear their own voice or to ever hear tapes of them on the radio. To me, that's not bothersome at all. But to hear my name on radio is kind of weird, because for about 20 years on radio, I wasn't Brian Green. I had a different name for legal reasons.
Oh, so, were you like a Ricochet?
Yeah, I was Bobby Gibson.
Oh, for God's sake. So, who picked that?
You pick your own. That's nobody picked them for you. I was Bobby Gibson.
Who was the one? There was no offense to Rick Hyrick. There was Sandy Beaches.
There was Rob the Bank.
Robin Banks. Yeah,
Robin Banks as well. Yeah.
I forgot about.
Anyway, bit sidetracked there. We're in a production meeting on a Wednesday evening at just past 6 o'clock, and we're just going to shout out some of the things that are coming up on the Sod Show over the next few weeks.
Oh yeah, so we have a gentleman, Jason Robards, who, he's not a member of a beekeepers association, so to speak, but email in, I'm extremely popular. However, he is a beekeeping enthusiast and one who speaks on it quite logically, a la the way I would gardening, and doesn't assume that everybody else has a degree in horticulture. My analogies aside, Philip Murta, you'll love this one, Brian. He talks about making your own elderflower champagne. Now, the bit I like about this one is, I know there are some television programs who suggest you go out and you forage in the wild, and I've seen people actually get arrested. I haven't seen them personally, but a la TV, getting arrested for foraging the wild and you might say, doing what they shouldn't have based on what they have been encouraged to do. You know where I'm coming from. However, elderflower is considered a weed and you're only cropping the flower off it. So it also makes a 4 to 6% volume alcoholic beverage, which I believe is quite refreshing. That said, Trisha Sheehy Skeffington, my apologies, she runs the GIY Dublin City Centre group, and Trisha Sheehy Skeffington speaks on all of the things you can grow in small spaces. She has done exactly the same thing in her own garden. And we also have the wonderful Dee Sewell, who will be speaking on community gardening, Brian. It's not allotment gardening. It can potentially be allotment gardening, but it's not. It's about gardening in community spaces and getting the best from your neighbours and friends and people who live near you. A wonderful way to garden and learn as well.
That's a lot of content for our little half-hour show, so it'll be coming up over the next 3 to 5 weeks.
You also spoke to a couple of people, though, Brian.
I did. I take the recorder out. I can't not but talk to people. So I spoke to Aisling McMahon from the OPW, who is in charge of all things OPW down at the Battle of the Boyne site. I have a chat with her about the site and its visitor numbers and various other things. I also spoke with, forgotten her name, but it's on tape, the lovely girl from Big Red Kitchen, who make those jams, which
but she talks about preserving, Brian, and doing, you know, chutneys and you know, cropping your fruit and getting yourself through the winter with that amount of fruit.
Look, Peter, it's what it tastes like. So if we can use radio to express what her jams taste like, that's what we'll need to get across. And I think I'll be able to do that because I'm sampling the jam and the chutney, the tomato one, and the lemon curd, and they're gorgeous. Got to go back to Jason and the bees.
I like the chili one.
Oh, you got that one, did you? Got to go back to Jason and the bees. We will be covering this on the show, but I have to say, listening to him, the thing you want to do when he stops talking is go on eBay and try and buy a hive, right? That's what he just inspires so much passion that he has in beekeeping into his audience who listen to him that you just want to go out and do it.
Well, I grew plants under my bed. I was having this discussion with him. Sorry, and I do sidetrack and ramble and come back, but I was talking to Jason about this, and I was saying, like, you know, I remember growing plants when I was 5 years old, 6 years old, and cycling on my grifter to buy my compost, etc. And Jason was saying, like, he remembers, you know, saving up and getting his Christmas and his birthday present as one, which was, you know, his beehives that he bought from a retired policeman who'd got two new beehives. But he's the first person I've ever met who's actually encouraged me to want to take it up and not be afraid.
Yeah, and there is a fear factor with the old bees getting stung. We'll be covering that in the next few weeks here on The Sod Show. And this isn't The Sod Show. This is just some production meeting recording for Audio Boo, which we will be sending up in the next few minutes. So where'd you get The Sod Show again, Peter?
Oh, you can get it. Oh, go to iTunes and just search Sod. Just search for Sod Show. My apologies. You can also get it on the blog, blog.donegan.landscaping.com, D-O-N-E-G-A-N, landscaping.com, and just search, oh, go down the right-hand side and you'll see podcast there, or just search Sod Show on Google. And if you want to contact us, you can use the hashtag
Sod Show. And it's also a radio show. You can get it on the radio, the old wireless thing, 103.2 FM on the Friday afternoons at around 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock on the button.
Right, that's it. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Brian.
Bye. See you Friday. Hear you Friday. Bye.